your healthcare partner. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady-o.
John,
what is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. Accusations heating up on Capitol Hill as impeachment hearings continue. Dozens of Republican lawmakers calling for transparency, storming a closed-door deposition yesterday while Democrats say innocent people cooperate with investigations.
Now sources familiar with the IC investigation say that a third unreported additional element of possible bias against the president has been identified. Its nature remains unclear.
Fox's Griff Jenkins, the whistleblower, has insisted the complaint was not politically motivated. Washington Nationals fans hoping for a sweep after their team took a 2-0 lead in the World Series last night.
A dominating 12-3 win. 11 teams in MLB history have come back from an 0-2 deficit to win the World Series.
Fox's Jillian Mealy at Minute Maid Park in Houston. Game 3 is tomorrow night in Washington. America's listening to Fox News.
Are you crazy?
The whole world gone crazy!
This is crazy!
Make me crazy!
And oh yeah, let's do something crazy.
Still crazy.
And I'm crazy, 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 crazy.
I'll go, let's go! Crazy.
We pretty much make our living on crazy.
You know what?
What?
I don't have the name game name ready.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
Because I wanted to make sure those big, juicy cheeseburgers.
Oh, they were so good. They were so good. I spiced mine up with a little bit of egg.
I cut the cheese extra thick for you.
Well, you cut the cheese very well.
All right, so where's the list for today's name? Come on, I'm scrolling through. I'm so disoriented. There's no excuse for this. There's no excuse for this. All right, I'll tell you what. I'm going to turn it over to you, and I'm going to find this.
I know you got it. Yeah, okay.
Well, hey, Bailey, oh, there's a pretty... What a pretty girl. You get adequate chickens?
Tell her we're going big bye-bye today.
Big bye-bye today.
Big bye-bye.
Oh, boy.
9:01 a.m. All right, you want to do the opening to the weather?
Yes, I do, sir.
All right.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Now we're official. It's another cool morning, jacket morning. We're at 46 right now. It's going to be dry and comfortable again today. It's not going to look as pristine as it did yesterday with the blue skies because we're going to have the milky white clouds start to move in, but it's going to be dry. Mid-70s, very comfortable. Increasing clouds through the evening and becoming cloudy tonight. Rain overspreading the area overnight. Low 62. Tomorrow night, Saturday, and Sunday, to simplify the forecast, periods of rain. Can't rule out a thunderstorm here and there. There will be lots of dry periods in between. It's not going to rain all the time, and it's not one storm system. It's a series of little pieces of energy that will be coming through. Upper 60s tomorrow, upper 70s on Saturday, mid-70s on Sunday, and more scattered showers on Monday. Right now this morning, I'm looking around. The cool spot appears to be Prattville. You're at 41. Alexander City, 43. It's 44 in Troy and 46 now at Danley Field at 604.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Apply online or visit your local branch. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
We'll hear from Skipper in the traffic center here in just a little while. Hopefully we're not going to have some accidents. Boy, we had some big accidents yesterday. Let me talk to you about our friends at MPB, Montgomery Peyton Body, because having an accident is obviously no fun. Take it from a guy who has had them a lot of times. Most of the time, not my fault. It's others' faults, and they don't have drivers. They don't have insurance. Over the last 30 years, I've been taking my car to Montgomery Peyton Body over and over again because I know that they're going to do the right thing. Not only fix the damage I see, fix the damage I don't see, and they're going to be cool with the insurance company, not pocketing any money, saying, maybe we don't have to fix that. No, they don't do that in Montgomery Paint and Body. Straight shooters, and always have been. 27 Wreck with a W is the phone number. They're located off the Eastern Bypass on East Shirley Lane. They've been in business for, 35 years now. I remember when they were off the Northeastern Bypass. But Donnie Turner, Brandon Turner, the entire crew at Montgomery Paint and Body will not only fix your car the way it should be, but they'll also detail it so when you pick it up, it's like it came off the showroom floor. Montgomery Paint and Body, the folks that will fix your car as good as new, maybe better.
Thanks, Rich.
We have a name on the 6 o'clock hour, Shannon Sears. Hello, Shannon Sears. If you are listening to us right now, you have to pick up the phone. What's that phone number again?
396-5477.
All right, Shannon, you have till 7 o'clock Central Daylight Time to give us a call, and then she'll qualify for what?
She will qualify for the Crimson Tide Cruise, February 10th through the 15th on the fun ship Carnival Valor, and that is an unbelievable ship. I looked it up online.
Right.
It's state-of-the-art.
Life on a cruise is pretty top-notch.
So Shannon, or if you know Shannon, politely text her and wake her up and make sure she gets in on this drawing. 396-5477.
Who's ready?
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
We just did. but I had the thing out, so I thought I'd play. Shannon Sears, 396-5477. I was hoping actually, I may have forgotten to put the names up, but I did remember something else. Ashley Bankston came to Baumhauer's last night. Oh, this is a gift for Jay.
A one-week-after-the-fact gift.
Yeah.
Boy, the birthday that keeps on giving, huh?
Look at that. Look at the paper bow and card.
That's really nice.
So that's I remember really nice. To bring that so I get credit for something, right?
Good deal. Hey, that's brownie points for the boss.
And last night, I went somewhere that I can't say, and I ran into this group of women.
Yeah?
There's about a dozen.
At least.
All listeners.
Really?
I told them, I said, I feel like I should be your stripper or something, because they were so excited. It was really cool. That made me feel like a star.
I was up at in Millbrook at the Smokehouse, and everybody listened and was telling us stuff. Their favorite thing is the conundrum.
Oh, a lot of look, the timeline, all of it. We've been doing these focus groups to find out what people are thinking, because we really want to put together the show that people want to hear.
Right.
And it's very, very encouraging.
Random facts came in several times. So.
Well, random facts is where it is because that's our biggest hour,
right?
7 to 8, and it's our anchor.
Keep reminding people that I do this little thing at 6:30 called the timeline, and nobody's awake though.
I will show you the votes on the timeline.
Oh, okay.
I've done some exit polling.
Oh, okay.
I was kind of hoping Jay would be here because today is Mrs. Brittlebuttle's birthday.
Yeah, he is in the building.
And I did a little birthday post.
Happy birthday, Roz.
I was going to put that picture of you and her from the Waffle House and say from both your husbands.
Yeah, I'm with her on Christmas Day.
I got to put a picture up. Called her the ultimate radio wife, and I think you know what that means.
Right.
this is it's a great business, and it provides a family for a nice living, but the hours and everything else, and she rolls with it. She rolls with all of it.
She's your partner for better or for worse.
Absolutely. Yep. But I got to put a codicil on this picture because I've lost weight. So do you put two parentheses?
I don't know.
For an insert?
I don't know.
I have lost about 25 pounds.
This is great. You're multitasking well.
Yeah. I just want to make sure I get it done, you know? And then maybe Jay will walk me into the birthday. Well, we'll just have to wait. There you go. Now we edit, save, and repost. And I put a picture to promote the show this morning. The boss told us to have a good show today or else. There's little Cooper.
the CEO.
Yeah.
The CE dog.
Of Blue Water Broadcasting.
Yeah. So,
Hi. You okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, we'll give him a minute, and then we'll come back and do that. We got local news and stuff.
I gotta go get my phone.
All right. 6:10.
Montgomery Public School Board has bought the campus of Holy Cross Episcopal School for $1.5 million. The board voted 5-1 to purchase the school, which shut down in June. Holy Cross will now serve as the new home for Booker T. Washington Magnet School after part of its campus burned down last year. And the Jefferson County Coroner's Office confirmed yesterday that the remains found are, in fact, those of 3-year-old Camille McKinney. She was abducted on October 12th. Authorities are now charging two people, Patrick Stallworth and Derek Irisha Brown, with capital murder and kidnapping in the child's death. And October is Bullying Prevention Month, and the Montgomery County DA's office has been encouraging kids to speak up through text. Students simply text "no bully" with no spaces to 444-999. They'll get a reply message back asking for their information, the bully's information, and what school they attend. And that's a look at today's headlines. For these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Mandy McQueen.
Let's go.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
What is this?
Thursday.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
Morning, sunshine.
Shut up.
You're not really much of a morning person, are you?
Correct the mundo.
Wow, somebody had a big piece of grouchy pie this morning.
How dare you?
Oh, boy, you woke up dum-dum.
Okay, not a morning person.
No! Just let me know when I'm on, all right?
Showtime.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join the fight against breast cancer during our Catch Me in Pink campaign and give back to the Joy to Life Foundation. Learn more at calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
high-stress job made me bald. But I don't want to treat it with risky medications or painful surgery.
Then ask your doctor about unemployment.
Unemployment?
Unemployment stimulates natural hair growth by eliminating the tension and anxiety associated with working for a living.
When I woke up on my first day of unemployment at 11:45, I looked in the mirror and hair was growing everywhere. Especially on my face.
Find out if unemployment is right for you. Side effects include foreclosure, bankruptcy, and moderate to severe mooching. Do not operate a motor vehicle because it just got repossessed. And men with wives who are pregnant or thinking of becoming pregnant should not try unemployment.
Thanks, unemployment. Not only is my hair back, I also have plenty of free time to pursue hobbies like collecting bottles and cans out of dumpsters.
When it comes to regrowing hair, there's only one way to get the job done. Unemployment.
Hey, man, can I get a dollar?
If you listen to the wind, you can hear it sing, happy birthday,
Mrs. Ritterbuttle.
Oh, Roz, happy birthday. I just texted her and I got some hugs back.
Aww.
Happy birthday,
that's a big
Roz.
Deal, getting a birthday text from the Rich Thomas.
Hey, fellow Scorpio, too.
Yeah, you were telling me that
you know,
Scorpios
but you know about
are,
those Scorpios.
Well, you know,
besides being impulsive.
That's what she said.
Happy birthday to a fellow left-hander, I believe, as well.
Yes. Yeah. You know, our first date was her birthday 10 years ago.
Is that right?
It's been 10 years.
That's so cool.
So you got to get a birthday and anniversary gift, huh? Somehow combine that.
Well,
anniversary of the first date. I don't know if some people recognize that, some people don't.
I didn't see it on my calendar.
Nah, man.
It's funny.
Yeah.
When we went to see, you maybe remember way back, Jalen Milton, our Cosmo girl that passed away very unexpectedly, and she had a son.
She had a nickname, though, didn't she?
Brook Babe.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And we kind of adopted Wes because he was getting ready to go to school, and it just rocked all of us terribly. But he was performing in a play. He was at AUM. And I believe Master Thespian probably had a role in this. So we got tickets for the show to go see that. And I took Mommy the Swami.
There you go.
And because I wanted her, she's a sharp woman. You know, she's very intuitive. And I just kind of wanted to make sure the Swami thought I had picked well. And I got the seal of okay the next day. I think I've told her that story. If not, honey, it wasn't that I had doubts. It was just, you always want to get that very important, trusted second opinion. At 17 minutes after 6, the guy that, I was at Baumhauer's last night, and one of our Wednesday night crowd, great guy, Gary, had heard us talking about Eddie Bader, and he was putting his house on the market, so I'm going to try Eddie. Everything I hear is good. And it took 2 weeks to sell his house, a whole 2 weeks.
Well, that's all we keep hearing about Eddie, right?
Yeah, well, you know, here's the thing.
He's a hard worker.
He's a hard worker, and he's incredibly well-networked. Mm-hmm. So nobody's better than Bader at matching buyers and sellers. He's just amazing, and he's relentless. And he literally, I think he works in his sleep. He's that dedicated to what he does, but he loves what he does.
Mm-hmm.
And he's always looking for that next listing or that next interested party who wants to shop houses. He knows the entire River Region market inside out. So whatever your needs are in terms of a home, just let Eddie know, and he will find you matches fitting those criteria and in the price range in which you're shopping. And he takes, God, the angst out of selling or buying like nobody else. We decided to rent our old place. And he and the Goodson Group, you know, he works with the Goodson Group. They had a qualified tenant in there in like less than a week.
Right.
And I mean, qualified somebody, you don't have to worry about paying the rent and that kind of thing. And that's what you want, somebody that's going to...
Does Eddie sleep?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Probably only when he drives. Oh, boy. Just kidding, Eddie.
Sorry.
You can reach out to Eddie. You can check out his Facebook page, Eddie Bader Realtor, the Goodson Group. Or you can call him direct at 322-0662, and it's about the only number I give out before 7 in the morning. So he won't mind if you call him at 322-0662 for our buddy Bader. Nobody's better than Bader. Eddie Bader at the Goodson Group. The timeline is next. It is 619.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have no accidents to report this morning. We got a good bit of traffic coming out of Prattville on I-65 headed into downtown Montgomery. 65 and 85 are looking good through downtown. So look at here. Drive carefully this morning. Buckle up. Don't text and drive. And don't ever drive with your knee and dunk your little Debbie in your coffee. That is just not to be done, okay? Drive carefully this morning and keep your hands on the wheel. Tonight, Thursday night, is $6.99 ribeye steak and fries night at the Shack. Also, don't miss Monday Night Football with 50 Cent Wings, the Shack on the Atlanta Highway. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Mark your calendars for October the 26th. That's the Saturday before Halloween, because we're having a monster smash at 8125 Decker Lane. Bouncy houses, trunk or treat, free pizza from Folcarelli's Pizza, special haircut prices from the Man Cave. Sponsored in part by Earnest Financial. All you have to do is show up at 8125 Decker Lane, October 26th from noon until 5.
Oh, hey, man.
Hey, Elvis.
Oh, you want this to be really scary?
Yeah, we can stand to scare it up a little bit. Can you help me out?
All right, yeah, man. Check this out.
A homo, a homo, a homo. Boom.
Thanks, Elvis.
No problem, man. Just TCB, you know me.
Did I mention you could win a free membership to Anytime Fitness?
And Elvis will be there, too.
And we'll have a big TV set up so you don't miss the game.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
That's Saturday, October 26th, from noon until 5. Call 279-7431 for more information.
Sponsored in part by Earnest Financial.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit...
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan...
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say...
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 9224.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
It's the timeline for October 24th, today's lesson in the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting on News Talk 93.1 FM.
On the 297th day of the year, there are 68 days remaining.
Oh!
On National Food Day, you know, I eat food every single day.
I have become a fan.
Yummy!
So is Shepard Smith.
It's National Bologna Day.
If I had known that, I would have done fried bologna today.
We could have had fried bologna sandwiches.
You want that tomorrow, boss?
I mean, sure. Whatever, you know.
How many slices?
He's not going to be here, so, you know.
That's usually GNS, right?
He's going to be out tomorrow, so.
Yeah. I know.
Whatever you ask for, sir, I will.
Oh. Whoa.
You it's want like five, my birthday all over again.
A five-slice fried bologna blackened with...
I don't want to ever go overboard again on anything that you do, because, good God. Yeah, I'll take a... Yeah, fried bologna sandwich. Awesome.
Huh. Great. Really good. The state of 1901, the first barrel ride down the Niagara Falls.
Niagara Falls!
Slowly she turns.
Step by step. Now, so they did this in late October. That's chilly water. 63-year-old school teacher. She lived. Her husband, by the way, had fought and died in the Civil War.
That's pretty interesting. 1929, Black Thursday. 13 million shares change hands during the great stock market crash. Some historians date this as the first day of the Great Depression. 1931, George Washington Bridge linking New York City and New Jersey is dedicated. It opens the next day. 1940, the 40-hour work week goes into effect from the Fair Labor Standards Act of 1938. On this date in 1970, 49 years ago, President Nixon asked the record companies, please reduce the number of songs containing lyrics about sex and drugs. And to this day, that's being honored.
Especially in the urban community.
Jeez. 46 years ago in 1973, Kojak, starring Telly Savalas, debuted on CBS with a sucker in his mouth, right?
Yeah.
Now our song of the day. When I saw Hall & Oates in concert, I guess it was, is it last summer? I kept wondering, they have so many hit songs, what song are they going to use for their encore? Boy, this gets the crowd going. What you want, I got. Or vice versa. You make my dreams come true. Daryl and Hall. Daryl.
Can you do it again?
No, we could do it again.
No.
Are you going to mulligan?
I don't know if you were listening yesterday afternoon, but I butchered the roll call. Just absolutely butchered it. And so you get a mulligan.
Okay, boy, this gets the crowd going. What you want, what I want, you got. But it might be hard to handle. You make my dreams come true. Daryl and John Hall and Oates here. What I want, you got, it might be hard to handle. Jeez. Take 27. Too much coffee is hard to handle.
So long ago, it was before they released that song.
Yeah, well, it sounds great in concert, and the place went wild. 30 years ago, in 1989, televangelist Reverend Jim Baker, sentenced to 45 years in prison, fined $500,000 for his conviction in 24 counts of fraud and conspiracy stemming from the PTL ministry. It was later reduced to 18 years. In 94, he was paroled. He said, as far as how did the money get stolen, he said Satan went into their bank account and stole it.
Satan did that?
Yeah. And he said, can you prove he didn't?
He's always the first suspect.
Could it be Satan?
1992, Toronto Blue Jays finally win a World Series for Canada. Yeah, that's okay, but it was beating the Atlanta Braves in the sixth game of the World Series. 1991, Star Trek genius Gene Roddenberry died at the age of 70. Didn't they take his ashes into space? I think.
Yeah, they did.
It was one of the space guys,
right.
Yeah.
Yes, they did.
22 years ago in 97, Marv Albert spared a jail sentence after he apologized in court for biting his lover's back during relations. You know, it happens. 14 years ago in 2005, civil rights pioneer Rosa Parks died on this date at the age of 92. She died in Detroit. 2 years ago in 2017, Fats Domino died. He was 89. Birthdays, Drake is 33, makes a lot of money. One of these days, he's going to make enough money to have a full name.
He's our Star Is Born feature.
Oh, really? Is that
more,
right?
Yes, more about that.
Sold more records than just about, and I couldn't name you one Drake song. Does that mean I'm getting old? I don't know the pop songs. Mary Bono is 58. She became a California congressman after her husband, Sonny, skied into a tree.
Oh, that's Sonny.
Yeah. Kevin Kline is 72. I remember him from The Big Chill. I think Kevin Kline.
Yeah.
That's a good movie. That's a good movie.
He did a couple of good films, but he was not like one of those recurring people that was in every movie
right.
that was made in the 80s.
Yeah.
He picked the good ones.
F. Murray Abraham is 80 today. Bill Wyman.
I thought you were making a statement.
Bill Wyman is F. See me.
Bill Wyman. That's good.
Bill Wyman is 83, former Rolling Stones bassist. Countdowns were 7 days till Halloween, 10 days till the time change. 15 days till birthday season is over. Are you happy?
Thank you.
By the way, there's a gift for you apparently right there.
Yeah, we'll open that in a moment.
Thanksgiving is 35 days away, the Iron Bowl 2 days later, and Christmas Eve is 2 months from today. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
Happy anniversary.
All right, this is the 6th day anniversary of Jay's birthday.
Right.
And one of our friends that joins us at the Wednesday Night Baumhauer's group is Ashley Bankston, and she gave me this to give to you.
Very nice.
I like that.
This is kind of interestingly wrapped. Look at this.
Yeah?
This bow out of paper sack thing?
Yeah.
I think you would have enjoyed this more if she had given it to you personally.
Well, this is not.
She's a lot better looking than I am.
The card's stuck to the thing.
Well, you know, she's one of those people, when you have listeners that look that good, it makes you feel, wow, what a hot audience we have. You know, they're not only smart and, you know, good income earners. Let's see if Jay recognizes the gift within the paper.
Card off there first. The gift within the paper. It feels like an album.
That's a very good intuitive guess.
Ooh. Oh, it's Tusk.
Just for Jay. How about this?
It's Tusk.
Tusk.
That's awesome.
Do you have a turntable at home?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Do you do the forecast over Tusk?
Dry, comfortable, mid-70s today. Increasing clouds. Rain in the middle of the night. Low tonight, 62. Tomorrow night, Saturday, Sunday, showers and thunderstorms at times. Upper 60s tomorrow, upper 70s Saturday. What do you think about that? Mid 70s Sunday. Rainfall could be 1 to 3 inches when all is said and done. Right now this morning, 46 degrees, jacket weather at 6:31.
It's kind of nip in the air that makes you wish you had a woolly mammoth to keep you warm.
Now, this wasn't a hit album, was it? This was...
Well, I mean, yeah.
Because they followed Rumors, right?
Right. It was a disappointment, but it did sell out.
It was an anticipated album, right?
Oh, yeah. Because it had been 2.5 years since Rumors. So the expectations were super high, and that was the first thing that came out. And I was working for Rick, our current boss.
Yeah.
He says the new Fleetwood Mac is in play, but I don't know what the hell they're doing, but this
right.
It's been a hit. And but it does grow on you, and I love it now.
Remember that video?
The video of the USC band?
No.
In the end zone for Tusk?
No.
Maybe you can cue that up later and watch it on YouTube. It's pretty interesting.
We could play the YouTube video while he's doing...
This is awesome. Thank you so much, Ashley.
And there's a little card there for you.
Yes, I have the card as well.
I tried to sneak a dollar into it, but I was unsuccessful. The forecast was brought to you by...
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by the cruise that never ends at Caravita Village Senior Living. Semi-private suites from $13.99 and private suites for $15.49. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
You're still getting birthday gifts.
That's cool.
Right? 6 days later? This is fantastic. When is this going to stop? I don't know. I get a birthday gift tomorrow. Well, actually, I'm supposed to be getting cookies tomorrow.
Oh,
nice.
Well, if she pulls through on this and doesn't burn them like last time.
Oh,
that's right, because Rich is out, so Jay Quellen and Dana are coming in.
Yeah, Jacqueline has promised me her cookies.
I can't wait to get their input on the Duncan and Son Predictathon.
Oh, that's right, yeah. That's going on too, because we're doing Auburn LSU, aren't we?
Well, yeah, that would be the obvious choice.
Yeah, no, we're doing Auburn LSU.
Yeah.
Anyway, that'll be tomorrow. Today is what we're concerned with, and again, if you're looking for a car, let me address those of you who may not have been looking for a car because you thought you were in a credit trap or couldn't get a good loan on a really good set of wheels. You need to visit Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars because they have over 20 financing options, and they have put people who were convinced they'd never get done on a deal on one of these incredible machines and then drove off in something that was far better than what they drove in with. And that's the you know, the goal of Jack Ingram is to find cars. Very few of the cars they take and trade actually go back out on the lot. They're fussy, and with good reason. They don't want to resell somebody else's troubles. So that's the level of effort and dedication you can expect. And again, if you've had, and nobody knows that better than me, when I got my car, my first vehicle after coming here, my credit score was about 8. But I rebuilt it off a car loan, and by the time all was said and done, my credit rating was good, and now it's excellent.
Isn't that a good feeling?
It's a great feeling. You know, I had excellent credit 30 years ago, and it went down to zero and bounced back. You can do it. And a vehicle is a great way, and a good one from Jack Ingram. Lots of choices under $10,000, but you can shop in any price range, any type of vehicle, and any brand at jackingram.com. Traffic at 6:34.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with an update for you. You know, as the morning rolls on, more and more cars are hitting the highway, and we're seeing an increase in traffic on Highway 231 out of Wetumpka and 31 out of Prattville. I-65 and 85 moving along at a good clip. No accidents there. The boulevard picking up just a little bit. And it's not going to be long before the school zones are going to be in effect, so drive carefully. We have no accidents to tell you about at this time, but keep it here. We will keep you updated. Invisible Fence has both indoor and outdoor systems, both protecting your pet and keeping them in designated areas of your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It is 6:35. Our TV segment on CBS 8 and ABC 32 coming up in 5 minutes on the top 9 things we need for the perfect morning. Sound interesting?
Yeah.
That's not on the list.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. Accusations heating up on Capitol Hill as impeachment hearings continue. Dozens of Republican lawmakers calling for transparency, storming a closed-door deposition yesterday, while Democrats say innocent people cooperate with investigations.
Now sources familiar with the IC investigation say that a third unreported additional element of possible bias against the president has been identified. Its nature remains unclear.
Fox's Griff Jenkins, the whistleblower has insisted the complaint was not politically motivated. Washington Nationals fans hoping for a sweep after their team took a 2-0 lead in the World Series last night.
A dominating 12-3 win. 11 teams in MLB history have come back from an 0-2 deficit to win the World Series.
Fox's Jillian Mealy at Minute Maid Park in Houston. Game 3 is tomorrow night in Washington. America's listening to Fox News.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive, come to where your auto saves you.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
I'm Brett Lanham from Benjamin Moore New Look, and we couldn't have imagined how easy, affordable, and flexible advertising on the radio could be. It has been near effortless on our part. You could say our last 2 years have been the best in 10 because of a skyrocketing GDP. I say it's owed to Blue Water Broadcasting and their advertising staff.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hey folks, this is Mayor Kelly of Millbrook, Alabama, asking you to join with Joan Drugs on Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the National Drug Take Back event. Come by the parking lot in Millbrook. Have a hot dog. Bring your unneeded or expired prescriptions. See you there.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's showtime.
There's a picture right there.
Oh, so we got a ways to go yet.
Yeah, we've got about 2 minutes, so we could talk about your life. What's happened to you? Has anything happened of note in your life? Have you ever been hit by anything?
Well, yeah, I was hit by a bus. I got ground down the length of a wall by a pickup truck.
All right.
Well. And
That scared me.
Yeah, I know. We're listening to them in our headsets while we're chatting here, which is very, very confusing.
Yeah.
And then, for good measure, I get hit by a
what about
woman
the roller
who couldn't
skating
read
one?
Stop.
Hmm? The roller skating one, right? Didn't you fall down and you got run over or something?
No. I don't think I'd be here if that happened. No, I was rollerblading. I used to love to rollerblade, sometimes shirtless, in the Florida sun.
Yeah.
And I was going...
they can hear us, too.
Yeah, because Ryan is being a Weisenheimer. So I'm coming into a crosswalk. It's an exit to a gated community. And I'm not going too fast. Well, this guy with a, I can't recall what make a car it was, but it was a convertible, and it had one of those long antennas that bent back to the back end of the car.
Right.
And so I wheel behind him, and his antenna caught my shirt. So it started tearing the shirt open, and I bent his antenna. But he had no business blocking the crosswalk. That's for...
Sorry.
You said that was in Florida?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I was not injured in that one.
We're going to talk about the top 9 things that would make for a perfect morning. And, of course, you can guess what's number 1 on that list. And coffee is number 1 on that list.
Number 1 on that list?
You're right.
Staying in bed.
But number 7 on that list is listening to your favorite radio show or podcast. How about that?
Only 7th?
7th on that list.
Well, based on personal research done last night, I'm guessing that we deserve to be a little higher on that list.
Watching the news? Not anymore.
Yeah. No.
I don't like watching the news.
Here we go. Morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Apparently, sleeping in and skipping work were not options, but a new survey asked 2,000 Americans to stop the top things that make in order to have a perfect morning.
All right, there you go.
A perfect morning.
I mean, that is not a perfect.
Top things average Americans need include coffee.
Yes.
We got that.
Yeah, yeah.
Good
yeah.
breakfast and time to catch up on the news and time to listen to their favorite radio show or podcast. So you don't have to go anywhere.
Exactly.
You got all that right
Pretty
here.
Much. Yeah. The guys over at News Talk 93.1, they get that all in one morning. So there's nothing to complain about, right?
Yeah, well.
No, there is one thing that should be on the list.
What's
but,
that?
Well, we a list. Uh-oh. That's a.
Oh, no. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. You caught me.
Airplane humor. Pardon me.
I fell right into that one by asking, hey, what do you mean, Greg?
Yeah. Hey, before we get into the substance of this, one of the things that makes a perfect morning for me is having a great wife at the house, and it's her birthday today, so hi.
Oh, happy birthday, Roz.
Rosalind.
Oh, happy birthday. Yay. Ryan, do a little song for her.
Rosalind Ritter. Yeah, Ryan, go ahead.
Come on, Ryan. Guess not.
Yeah, nope, he's not doing it. No.
So we need an original.
You saving it for my birthday, Ryan?
Yeah, we got Rich's coming up soon.
I don't sing. I perform for people for their birthdays.
Oh, okay. I've heard about
you're
people
a stripper.
Like that. You're a stripper. That's what I thought.
We don't Rick like to be called that, Greg.
Oh, what is the
male exotic dancer?
Excuse me.
We just went to a whole different level.
And it always does. Somehow we always just, an innocent topic ends up something that we weren't even talking about to begin with.
Right. Yeah, Mandy, I'm sorry. This is the way this goes. It never stays on
topic.
Yeah,
you'll get used to it.
Yeah.
I think for those of us who are a little more mature.
What? Oh.
Not mature in acting juvenile, but
old?
In age,
long
you eventually
tooth.
Reach a point
long
like
in the tooth.
Go ahead.
Look at how long my teeth are.
Yeah, no, go.
The first thing that makes a perfect morning is waking up and realizing you're not dead. That's a nice thing, too.
Yeah.
There should be a spot on the list for that.
What did Jack Benny used to say? He says he would open the paper in the morning, open up to the obituaries, and if his name was not in it, it's a good day.
Yeah.
And have breakfast.
And sadly, there's a lot of people out there saying, who's Jack Benny?
Yeah, right.
But he was a very funny man. Very funny
exercises on this list, I don't know about the morning, but meditation, doesn't Joey do that in the, well, not meditation, but yoga?
Yoga. Yoga is a meditatory exercise.
Yeah, okay.
So is it a no for exercising in the morning for you?
Well,
I
don't have
really
time to.
With the schedule,
I do that later.
And I'll say that now
Yeah, now that I'm like on the early morning shift, of course, now, mm-hmm. I realize how much more time I actually had in the morning to do that.
Right.
And I used to think like, oh no, I'm like, I'm not getting up at 6 o'clock. And I'm like, what?
6 o'clock.
It really does help you start your day. Exactly. I'm like, that's mid-afternoon for me now.
we drink really good radio station coffee. Yes. That helps. Yeah, and then I take care of number two, which is the good breakfast.
Breakfast
on the list.
Yes. Very important.
Oh,
and
I thought I was going to say, that makes a good
oh, God.
So there he goes back again. No, but I heard he was talking off the air. He's going to, next time he does chili, or what is it? Look what you've done to him now.
Yeah,
look what
you've done to him now. He's backing out.
Was it chili or sloppy joes that you said you were going to take over to them one morning? Huh?
Chili, I think it was.
Chili?
Next time, I will make it within a couple of days. Chilies are always best to sit about 24 to 48 hours.
I want to try Ryan's chili that he's making for the cook-off.
Oh, yeah, that's right, tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
He's begging it tomorrow.
Yeah.
I would have loved
it tomorrow. We're going to try some on air.
Oh. I would have loved to have been. I didn't know about that.
Do I need to swing by on my way in?
Yeah, we were wondering.
Yeah. No, I'm not by,
making
any.
He keeps saying that he's not making it, though, so we still have one more day to work on it. And
you
see
can
if
come
we can
visit me at the Chili Cook-Off this Saturday at Riverwalk.
Oh, what a plug, what a plug, what a plug.
Shameless plug there. Exactly. Well, on that note, guys, we're getting the cue to wrap, so we're going to wish you guys a happy Thursday, and we will see you guys tomorrow morning.
Have a good one.
Greg, you go take care of number two.
Again. All right, if you want to hear more from our friends, then make sure you tune into News Talk 93.1. That's Monday through Friday, starting at 6.
And there's still more to come on Alabama News Rising. A beautiful morning underway, but grab the jackets heading out the door. It's cold. The details just ahead.
There he goes. they showed you slithering away.
Yeah, slithering, is that what I did?
Number two
on the list. I want to be real clear what I was
saying. I know what you're saying. I take care of number two on the list.
Yeah.
That's a good start to my morning when I take care of number two.
I'm so embarrassed. I'm so humiliated.
Danny, did you take care of number two this morning?
It's in the KISS studio.
Stop it.
Yeah. We are running amok at 6:46.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes. It's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And welcome to Keith and Trash Hand, Talk 93.1 FM. You may have heard we mentioned this, I don't know, a couple of months ago. We're getting closer and closer to the grease make, but we have an exclusive sneak preview.
John Travolta, Olivia Newton-John. Yes, they're still alive and getting back together for a grease sing-along.
It's summer evening, we eat dinner early.
Summer evening, in bed by 6:30.
And they're still singing about their cool cars.
Waste Mobility Scooter Lightning. A basket full of groceries and an annoying horn.
They may be older than dirt, but their love is timeless.
I got chills. Where are my slippers?
Someone finds me my shawl.
The Grease Sing-Along. Catch up with Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta before time does.
It's hard to believe that is 40 years ago.
She's does she have something, an affliction?
She has had some health issues, yes. But the last we heard, she's doing really well.
Okay.
And then there was that weird thing with her boyfriend that just kind of vanished.
Right, in Mexico?
Apparently fled to Mexico for some reason, from Australia. Weird stuff. Huh. How about this? How about a seance to reach out and contact Hugh Hefner?
I saw that.
Hugh's ex-girlfriends, Holly Madison and Bridget Marquardt.
Yeah.
Marquardt. That sounds like a character from Lord of the Rings. The Marquardts are coming. They're from this show, The Girls Next Door. Mm-hmm. They're doing a seance the night before Halloween. This is the second celebrity seance, dead celebrity seance I know of, because they still do it every year for Harry Houdini.
Well, I think they finally called it off. Did they? Can you?
For Houdini?
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe they did.
They finally threw in the towel and did the last one on Harry.
If and I don't think it's really a particularly big if, and no insult to the Cleveland Browns, Rich, but if the Patriots beat the Browns this weekend, it'll be Bill Belichick's 300th win.
I don't care about the Browns.
He is the third winningest coach of all time, behind my buddy Don Shula and George Halas. Now, Baumhauer always told stories about Coach Shoes. That was his nickname with the players.
Yeah.
And he could be a real SOB in the locker room, you know, as far as calling players out.
Right.
And, you know, ran a pretty taut ship. But he is one of the nicest people you will ever meet in real life. You want to hear a story?
Sure.
I was dating a chick, Jay, in 1986, and her mom and dad, this is how you got to work the parents, right? Her mom and dad were just, they worshipped Don Shula. Okay. And I was doing this weekly game segment on the ABC station during Wheel of Fortune. It was a live giveaway.
Mm-hmm.
And on Monday nights, Shula, during the fall, was always doing his coach's show in the studio next door. So I asked him, would you mind if I brought these two people and
to meet you?
Well, I set it up. They came down. We did the segment. Shula finished his show and came out and made their life. It was so much fun to watch them, so excited.
Oh, I like that.
And he took time to chat and ask questions, and it was just...
That's cool. Did you ever eat at one of his steakhouses?
Yes, the one in Miami Lakes. I know he's got one in Birmingham.
It's in Hoover, yeah.
They still do the Houdini seance, by the way.
They do.
See? Yeah.
But, yeah. So his wife doesn't do it anymore.
Oh, gosh, no. No. This is the... this will be the 92nd consecutive official Houdini seance.
Oh.
And...
I got some bad info. It was probably from CNN.
It is taking place on Thursday, Halloween.
Okay.
Next Thursday at the Rapids Theater in Niagara Falls.
Niagara Falls.
Yeah. Vulture.com came up with a list of scary movies for scaredy cats.
Yeah.
And number two on the list, Edward Scissorhands. Number one, Adam's Family Values. In other words, they're Halloweenish movies without a lot of gore.
Mm-hmm.
Rocky Horror finished turd on that list.
It's a terrible movie.
This has been a very scatological morning show. Number one show on Netflix. I'll give you guys a second. The most popular item. Search item on Netflix.
Netflix?
I don't know. Riverdale. I don't know. Kids like Riverdale. I don't know.
Gosh. Most popular search item on Netflix. I was going to say Breaking Bad or El Camino, but...
Oh, it's probably going to be Stranger Things.
But it's probably...
Stranger
yeah,
Things.
I don't know.
The Office.
The Office.
Office.
Yeah.
How about that?
I think this is a show, there's a lot of people like me who didn't watch it during its run,
right,
but have found out about it and gone back and gotten into it, because it really is a great show.
I need to force myself into it. I've seen about 3 or 4 episodes in my life.
The thing is, Netflix is losing The Office at the end of the year.
I know.
And the number two show on the list is Friends, and they're losing that as well.
They are going
to
lose that.
To that NBC streaming service, which I will not.
I binged a little bit of Frasier the other day. You were watching Frasier.
I'm in season 9, episode 12, I think.
It's easy to let it keep rolling. You
oh
know?
Yeah, totally. I started with Cheers, moved on to Frasier.
Okay.
I don't know where I'll go next, but yeah, I need to finish that up because they're probably taking. No, Frasier's. Is Frasier NBC or like that's
Frasier's
Paramount?
NBC. No, but it's it was on NBC. I don't know who owns it.
Paramount is the production company.
Oh.
Which I think, isn't that CBS, Viacom?
No, that I don't know. It's so convoluted now.
I don't know.
Martha Stewart, who herself was at one time a prison says Felicity Huffman looks pretty schlumpy in her prison gear.
Schlumpy? Oh.
Schlumpy, yeah. A little fashion commentary.
You're a morning rose yourself there.
Yeah.
Martha Stewart in your prison garb.
Here's our daily Jennifer Aniston story.
Okay.
There isn't a day that goes by without some Jennifer Aniston thing. BuzzFeed is keeping tabs on all the celebrities who comment on Jennifer Aniston's Instagram post. Somebody needs a life.
Man.
How about game 2 in the World Series last night?
That was an offensive nightmare for the Astros.
Suzuki.
Yeah. Well, it was tied for, 5, 6 innings?
Mm-hmm.
They both scored in the first inning, and then, you know, the pitchers really settled in and did great. But when they went to relief.
And when that happens at home.
Yeah.
In Houston. Now they're going to Washington. They play tomorrow night.
See, Washington did the thing the Yankees didn't do. They won the first game in Houston, but lost the second, and they could have won that game. Mm-hmm. And if they had, they'd probably be playing Washington, which was my prediction, and I hate when I'm wrong. What else we got here? Keanu Reeves, who cares? That's about it, I think. Oh, Paul McCartney has made a new pro PETA video for his song Looking for Changes, which addresses the issue of lab animals.
I'm all fine with him being that. I'm not fine with him being pro PETA. I am not a fan of PETA.
No, I am not either.
Because PETA is too radical.
And you know what?
They're militant.
If you do a little research on these organizations, find out how many animals they actually save.
Right.
It's not good.
Look, I'm all for an organization that's for animals, but they are just wackos.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they went way over the edge. 6:55 is the time. Our last call for this hour's name in the name game contest. Shannon Sears, you have 5 minutes to call us at 396-5477 to make sure you're in the drawing for the Crimson Tide Cruise. We're giving away at the end of the week on the fun ship Carnival Valor. And that'll feature Alabama athletes, another well-known favorites. The Crimson Tide Cruise will sail February 10th out of New Orleans.
If you hit print on that, I'll go grab it.
I think I did, but I'll do it again just to make sure.
All right.
Yeah, that was the one. I knew there was something I forgot to do this morning, but that's pretty true every morning. Fox News in a few.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Second morning in a row that we have had an accident on Highway 31. This is just past the Hope Hole exit at Wasden Road. For those of you taking 31 into Hyundai, you might want to watch out for emergency vehicles right there, or at least a little bit of a slowdown. Around Montgomery, Boulevard is picking up. I-65 and 85, we're seeing a little more business on those roads. But we have no accidents in the city at this time. Drive carefully, and Montgomery Skywatch will keep you updated. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhardt Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota, now open on Sundays after church from noon until 6. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? You have questions? I have answers. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Hi, Ms. Webster.
Hello.
We are just drawing for the XPR Smart TV from Cohen's that you registered for.
Oh, no.
We just drew your name for the Sony 4K 65-inch XPR Smart TV from Cohen's.
I can't believe it.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Cohen's Electronics and Appliances and Blue Water Broadcasting.
And now a star is born. On October 24th, 1986, the world welcomed little baby Aubrey Graham, better known as Drake.
I know when my water breaks.